You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
...of the program. It's Chris Brown, not the, you know, not the R&B Chris Brown. This is Chris Brown from Menzies. We'll be talking to him about their debut record, Holding My Cold Hand, Even Though Yours Is Warm. Chris is joining the Second Timer Club here on Radio 1 Breakfast. Good morning to you, Chris. How are we?
Good morning, Zach. I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, man. I am doing real chill. I am super happy that you complimented me on my Bunchies Big Score shirt, which is a very vibrant blue. I noted that it's my second purchased New Zealand band shirt, which is pretty crazy. How many New Zealand band shirts do you think you own, Chris?
That's a good question. I reckon I'd be within the 5 to 10 range. Would be my best guess. Yeah,
true. 5 to 10. That's good.
Yeah. Through the years, because you get like a few years out of them and then they're gone ski, you know. In fact, I've got two linen shirts that I've just turned into sleeping shirts now because I'm like, these aren't really... They don't cut it anymore on outside, but that's the transition.
Yeah. They're going into retirement, you know. They've got super Ann. They've got a cozy life for now, you know.
Yeah, they're in the rest home.
No more spaghetti stains for these shirts.
Yeah, the stains are still there. Just don't get seen outside.
Scars of war, bro. Well, speaking of spaghetti, last time you were on, we were talking to you about your track Spaghetti Land, which features a great music video, which is kind of like a crashed bandicooty sort of level of you and the other bandmates running away from a big boulder. What happened to the boulder? You still got that boulder?
The boulder lived. So, first thing, it was huge. It was as big as you see in the video. It was also so heavy because we used like... plaster, and it was like outrageously heavy, almost couldn't hold it up when we did it, and so it lived on my front lawn for way too long, like curiously, like a boulder on the moon, until eventually it made its way to a sad place where lots of human disposal makes it the landfill,
and went off to a farm with lots of other boulders all having great fun, you know.
Into a boulder farm. To live out its days.
Oh gosh, I can't remember if I asked you this question last time you were on, but how was it in high school having a name like Chris Brown? Did you hear it all?
I don't think you asked me last time. It changed everything. It was like early high school when
he blew up.
Chris Brown really came. I remember the moment when I was in the cafeteria and then it was just questions everywhere. It was definitely a thing for a few years there. Yeah. It was hard to get away from. And then the whole Rihanna thing, anyway.
Yeah. Unfortunate that it had to come to that. But I'm sure you've had your fair share of Chris Brown jokes. MJ Lindemann said that you guys gave him so much energy at Camp Aloham, I think 2 or so years ago. And, you know, I'm sure you've been asked this question a lot, but that's a pretty great thing to hear, is it not?
Yeah, it was super lovely. He was there playing with Wednesday at the set. He caught a set and came up and had a chat afterwards. It was just really, really lovely. I'm a huge fan of his music, as I know lots of people are. Mm-hmm. Beautiful stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, gorgeous music. Now, this new record, Holding My Cold Hand, Even Though Yours Is Warm, there's a lot of love for New Zealand on here, whether it's the samples of the Into Islander or the track Susie Kato or your All Black tribute song. Does that extend to the title, Holding My Cold Hand, Even Though Yours Is Warm? Because when I think of it, I feel like it has a sort of she'll be right, I don't need help sort of attitude that's pretty prevalent here.
Interesting. Yeah,
very, very interesting.
My immediate thought would maybe it applies a little bit to New Zealand, or at least like, you know, anywhere south of Northland, I guess, because one's hand is commonly cold. I think that's an appropriate lens you can put onto the title there, Zach. I wouldn't disagree with that.
Okay, cool. You do have a lot of love for the Inter-Islander on here. It sort of forms a bit of a chain connection between multiple songs, as there's lots of samples going on, like Alert, Deck 7, the kids movie is starting now, like shit like that. Have you played The Boat many times?
Interestingly, I've never done the Inter-Islander gig as a band. I would love to, just for the experience. I feel like it's a rite of passage. So those recordings came about, over the last few years I did like a bunch of kids entertainment, and have been like Darth Vader or did a bunch of Santa Clauses or Easter Bunny and, you know, whatever, mm-hmm. have also done some Spider-Mans. And that those recordings came about because I was on the Inter-Islander and I was the Spider-Man for the entertainment.
Whoa.
Going from Wellington down to Picton. And then I got off, had like enough time for a Subway 6-inch, and then like got back on the same boat and came straight back up again. And then was Spider-Man again for
wow.
an hour.
Wow.
And so I recorded the interludes there on that trip. So that was my like one sole working experience on the boat.
My goodness. What were you doing as Spider-Man? Were you... I'm not going to say... There's a joke I could make, but I'm not going to say it. I just want to... What did you do as Spider-Man?
My mind wanders to what that might be. I guess it was like entertainment. It was like an hour's entertainment. Mm. So I would like... Initially, I'd like dart around the boat, like doing mm-hmm. the Spider-Man thing. Mm-hmm. And then there's like a kids area where effectively just like play games and chat with the kids for some time, do temporary tattoos.
Cool.
It was really fun.
Mean. Oh, that's cool. After the two intros on this track, we get Appy, which has been out since February. It's the first single. And I noticed in the chorus, as many other people have, I'm Appy, I'm Appy, I'm Appy. Also sounds like be a map, be a map, be a map. And this was such a phenomenon that you actually made a post on Instagram about it. Did you realize that when you were making it, that you could interpret the chorus or hear it differently? Sort of like how people see the blue dress, but it's actually gold to them, you know?
Oh, that dress. I forgot about that dress. That was a real moment.
It was, bro. It's crazy.
That was a real phenomenon. I hadn't clocked that there was any ambiguity about what the chorus could be or was until, and you know, like, as a band, we'd called it. It had been called Appy for ages when we were like rehearsing it. Until like sometime down the track, we were chatting about it as a band, and I realized that every single member of the band thought it was a different thing, like genuinely thought it was a different thing in the chorus. Everyone had a different version of it. And I thought it was so clear because we've been calling it Appy and it repeats itself, but I was absolutely wrong. So that's when it kind of hit me. And then when it came out, a whole bunch of pals all had different reckonings as to what it might say.
Mm-hmm. It's so good, man. I love when that happens. It's hilarious. It's great.
Yeah, it's interesting hearing the different. There's be a man, be a map, beat him up was quite common.
Whoa.
Which is like a whole take again. Yeah.
Immediately after that track, we get Mashed Potato, which is another single from this record. And in the music video for that song, you're doing some funny tricks with these two metal rings, which harkens back to your time as a magician. When did you start imbuing your magician side with your musician side? Always been one of the same?
No, it hasn't. It came about over the last couple years, I think. I guess I did magic way back and would do kids' birthday parties and the old mm-hmm. work party and whatnot. And I guess I'm really interested in the live experience and what a live show can be, start through finish, and how it can be more than just sounds coming out of instruments or amps. I pulled out all the old gear and have been threading different bits and bobs through the live show. Mm-hmm. And it's been really enjoyable. Yeah, probably from like a few years ago. And then like there's other stuff that we'll play with as well. Like we did a gig recently where we had 20 sets of gloves all randomly assorted. And in the middle of the song, we threw them out to the audience. And everyone had to the end of the song to find their glove mate, so like the matching someone else had. Or like we've done like balloons, we've blown up balloons that people have to keep in the air for the entire song.
Otherwise you stop playing.
Balloon hits the ground, yeah, we stop playing. I guess like interested in how a show or performance can be a full experience, which is, I don't know, it's just constantly fascinating to me.
A lot of fun, but I imagine when you're touring, it's like, I have to bring extra stuff now. I have to bring the two big boxes to do the dissection thing. I have to saw someone in half now. Oh no.
Yeah, gotta bring the rabbits, gotta bring the doves.
Gotta get pet insurance, you know. Yeah. I mentioned that there's an All Black tribute song here, but it's really a confessional of homoerotic rugby fantasies with different All Black players. There's a great line in here, come on Richie, I'm feeling itchy, plough me into the ground. Aren't you just saying what we're all thinking? You know, we've all seen the jockey ads.
potentially. Yeah. I mean, those words just came to me almost fully formed. I remember sitting in the shower a bit, and I listened back recently to the first ever voice memo of that song, and it was pretty much like what the first verse is, almost word for word, like without very many changes at all.
Wow.
So it popped up one day and
didn't leave.
There it is. I tried putting music and stuff to it as well, keys and guitar, and nothing ever sat quite right until one day I was like, oh, maybe it's just vocals. Like maybe it's just a voice song. And so it is.
Mm-hmm. And it's a great experience. I think it's great to have something that requires so much active listening for it to be so silly. You know, I really appreciate that. It's quite a contrast, which is really, really awesome. I mentioned a joke about touring, but you are touring the album in July with a show on Saturday, 25th of July at Pearl Diver in Dunedin. Our very own Fee is set to join that show, I understand.
Yes. Yeah, I'm so excited to have Fee play. Fee actually joined us for that set at Camp Aloham.
Oh, wow.
Was it a year before last on saxophone, and will join us again on sax as well. We've got trombone recorded throughout the album, and Fee's going to jump on and play the sax, which I'm very, very happy about. I can't wait.
Awesome. Will you be bringing your magic down here?
I will not confirm nor deny.
Okay. Very political response. I appreciate that lot. It is a general election year, so it's time to be acting like politicians, I guess. Oh, well, thanks for coming on and talking to me about the new record, man. I really appreciate it. Do you have any final thoughts, words, or opinions to leave our listeners with?
It's New Zealand Music Month, so go listen to heaps of New Zealand music, share it around, tell people about it. Yeah, that's it. And yeah, I think you said Saturday, 25th of July, we're playing at Pearl Diver.
Mm-hmm.
So come say hi. We'd love to see you there.
Yeah, and if you're not going to be in Dunedin around then, like I am, you can find more tour dates, I assume, on your Instagram page.
Yep. The Instagram, they're on Under the Radar, and anywhere else you'd expect to find them.
Sweet. Alrighty. Thank you so much, Chris. I really appreciate it. Love to chat as always.
Lovely chatting, Zach.
Cheers, man. Cheers. That was Chris Brown from Menzies. We're talking to him about their debut record, Holding My Cold Hand, Even Though Yours Is Warm. Such a poetic title, and it is a gorgeous record. We're going to play, I think, my favourite track from the record, which is Ashram, which is like higher energy, has maybe like a bit of a punky sort of vibe to it. And, you know, it is a Friday. We've had our fear of low energy cuts. It's time to get more bombastic with it. So here is Ashram from Menzies. At 10, we'll be joined by Deputy Mayor Cherry Lucas to talk about a North Dunedin housing survey. You are listening to The One. Here are Menzies. Ka kite.
A Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.